Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Next to Radharani and Krishna, next to Radharani is Vishakha Sekhi, and the next to Vishakha Sekhi is Sudevi Ji, Sudevi Sekhi, and next to Krishna, Shyam Sundar is Induleka Ji, and Rangadevi, next to Induleka Ji is Rangadevi. Chamar Seva is
Induleka.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing eye to eye, we're seeing Vishakha Sekhi in her village of Kamai. But someday in the future, we'll see Vishakha every day of our life, because we're our particular Parivar, we're under Yudhishthira, our chief Sakhi is Vishakha Sakhi. So, of course, this is a special place for followers of Vaitrava Prabhu, Sampoorna Mandri, and Vishakha Sakhi. Vishakha Sakhi is number two. Number one Sakhi is Lalita Sakhi. I know when I first came to Vrindavan in 1977, I'd take Darshan and Radhasham Sundar and Raman Reti and Lita Vishakha. When I saw Vishakha, I thought she was cute. Of the two Murtis, Lita was on one side and Vishakha was on the other side. I said, Vishakha, you look very cute. I thought that not from a material perspective, but I felt I liked her bob and her face, and she marked me. Okay, buddy, I'm gonna catch you at my party. So I didn't have any idea that after 2014, I was 23 and. 37 years later, I'll be a slave of this girl, Vishakha Sekhi, and making other people slaves also. So Vishakha is special. She's especially near Radharani. That's why she stands near Radharani. That's one thing. So, the Vrajvilasa Stava by Raghunath Das Goswami. He glorifies Vishakha Sakhi, saying, Pranaya Lalita Narma Bhumi. Bhumi means the land of, the abode of, the place of Narma. Narma means joking. And Lalita means lovely, delightful, charming, and Pranaya. So, Vishakha is considered to be the land of love and laughter. The abode, the realm, the place. Bhumi, the place. The Sanskrit word. So she's Pranaya Lalita Narma Bhumi. She's abode of love and laughter. I like that. L&L. A vote of love and laughter. So if you're in her party, you should be in a vote of love and laughter. Smile. Okay, anyway, we can try it. Should try to be love and try to laugh. So she's a lovely abode of love and laughter, joking. What is her bhava? Her bhava is adhik madhya. Adhik madhya means balanced. She's a balanced mood between left wing and right wing. Left wing means bhamya, bhamya prakar, bhamya bhav, means opposition, contrary mood. And dakshin means right wing, means submissive, agreeable, submissive. You know, those kind of easy housewives, you know, easy wives. Dakshin wallies. So you have a bhamya wali, you're going to have a hard time. She's always fighting, always contrary, always has an opinion, different than the husband. So that's called bhamya bhav. Left wing, Vama and Dakshin. Dakshin is right. Means humble, submissive. So she has adhik madhya, balanced mood between left wing and right wing gopi. Vishakha is non-different in heart from Radharani. Radharani smiles with great satisfaction whenever she sees Vishakha defeating Krishna and joking. Because Krishna is dear Lalita Nayak, which means he's a joker also. He's a joker, but not as big as Vishakha. In the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, who is always wins? Ladies always win. In the Maya Jagat, ruled by Durga, men always win. They think they win. But in the spiritual world, the men don't think they win, and they don't win. Here they think they win, but they're losing. Radharani smiles when Vishakha defeats Krishna. And also the Manjari smile too. Okay. The expertise of Vishakha is unequaled by anyone in the entire universe. Ananda Vrindavan Champu Kavi Karma says, the sweet voice and singing expertise of Vishakha is not equaled by anyone in the entire universe. Raghunath Das Goswami prays to Vishakha to teach her the art of divine singing, Divya Gan Diksham. This is in a verse from Vrajavilas Stava number 30. He says, Divya Gan Diksha. She's praying to Vishakha to take Diksha and divine sing, Divya Gan. Gan means sing, G-A-N, long A, Gan. Divya Gan, divine spiritual music, spiritual songs. So you better pray. Pray to Vishakha to empower you to sing. Then I have some entries from some of these books here. This big one. It's okay? Okay, good. Sorry, hold it. This is a book of stuff here. It's got a lot of, like, biodata. It's a book of biodata. Vishakha. Her mother is Sudakshina, her father is Pavana, her husband is Vahika. Her complexion is Vidyut, like lightning. You awake there, Frederica? Turn on your memory drive. She got a heavy hard drive, you know. She got a built-in terabyte. Two, I think. One each year. Where is the Kunja Vishaka situated? What direction?
Northeast.
What is the direction of Shiva?
Northeast.
Interesting. Ishan. Ishan Dig. East. Northeast. Interesting. Okay, so that's where her kunj is, in Guta Kunj and Nandagram. Right. In Radhakund, her kunj is in the northeast, and Vrindavan Mahayogapeth by Bam Shivat, her kunj is also in the northeast. And her seva, the seva Vishaka Sakhi, is arranging clothing and ornaments of the divine couple. It's called Vastra Alankar. Alankar means ornamentation, and Vastra means cloth. Vastra. Vastra Alankar, decorating Alankar, decorating with cloth. What is Vishaka's age?
Same as Radharani.
14
to 15.
14
years, 2 months, 15
months. Nagari Mani, Bodhi. 14 years, 2 months, 15 years. Where's the Kunja? Suffer. 14 years, 2 months. 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. That's for Nitya
Bias.
Nitya Omrao. 14 to 15. When's your birthday?
Same as Radharani.
Jarandin. Arvav Titi. Radhastami. Vishakastami. What is her Bhav, her Sakhi Bhav, Nayaka Bhav?
Adik Madhya.
That's her Swabhav. Her Nayaka Bhav. There's 8 Nayaka Bhavs. Avisarika Nayaka. Kalahansri Tanayaka. So, Kansi. Bogus. All right. The Panaji. She's smart. She studied. Sadina Bhartrika. Bhartrika. What does that mean? Swadin.
She controls. She
brings. Just think of your wife, you can remember. Just think of your wife, you remember the quality. I mean, it's a woman who controls the husband. Svadina Bhartrika, Radharani controls Krishna. The Parameshwar is controlled by the Parameshwari. What is Radharani's 25th quality?
Krishna.
Radharani's 25th quality.
Always controls Krishna. Ashram Krishna.
What do you say?
Under her control. Yeah.
Not exactly clear. How does she do it?
Because of her love.
This is the thing. No love, no control.
Yes.
Love controls everything. So Radharani, by her love, she controls Krishna. That's the only way you can control anybody like that. Okay, Adik Madhya, Bhama Madhya. Her birthplace is Kamai, What is the favorite instrument of Vishakha? What is this, some kind of dance mudra? You're dead? You're warming up for dance now? Okay, come on. You're trying to make this Swissy Madunga or something? That's all. What is my question?
What is your favorite instrument?
Of who? What is it? Right. Whose favorite instrument is Radanga? Right. Here, who is your best maid servant? Puerto Rican? No. No. We lost Manjari. Who are the other suckies of Vishakha? Lost the suckies of Vishakha. Trick question. Tricky question. Chavala? Chandrareka? Harini? Malati, Madhavi, Suravi, Shubhanana? Where are we? We test on exam. What are the special talents of Vishakha? Special talents, abilities. I got my own. Okay, so, well, listen, now let's pay attention. Her father is very smart, so similarly, Vishakha is learned in many branches of knowledge. She's a wise counselor. Well, I should pray to Vishakha. I better pray to Vishakha. I need some wisdom when it comes to counseling. And she's a diplomat. A diplomat in amorous affairs. These are two things I'm lacking here. I don't have any amorous affairs. One thing. That's one thing missing. So I can't be a diplomat. Expert joking. She formulates various methods to bring Radha and Krishna together and taste different mellows. She's skillful in painting leaves and vines on the body. Like little leaves on a, you know, little vines or eyebrow or other places. Plus, she makes various crowns and flower mallas. And she sews colorful embroidery on clothes. She makes embroidery on clothes. She's most intelligent and adept of all messengers. She supervises all the sakis and dasis who produce and take care of clothing. That's good. Good as somebody can supervise. It's not bad. Vishakha is control. I'm just for the service. And she supervises all the suckies. She also supervises Vrindadevi's maidservants who maintain the flowers, vines, and trees of Vrindavan. And Gauravila, who is Vishakha? On the right. Okay, there's another thing here, another page here, in the back here, page 80. What's that? Somebody's very popular. get a lot of messages from the bank. You're overdrawn. You're a cow's empty. Ishan Dala Ananda Namakam Kunjamastihi Megavaram Shivishaka Yachaste Krishna Vallava Svadina Brachika Bhavam Avana Hi Haro Sada Vashalankara Sevadya Gorangi Tarakambara. Okay. Vishaka described, this is some Purana or something. Ravana Svadina Brachika, her seva is dressing and decorating. Her dress resembles the dark blue evening sky with a row of stars. So Vishaka's dress is dark blue with a row of stars. Small stars. Her complexion is cream color with a tinge of red. That's interesting. Another book says she's Vidyut, lightning. I don't understand where it's quoting from. Laila Prakara. Sri Krishna Gaunda is Deepika, whatever that is. This is some book, Sri Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. Somewhere that book is. It's continuing here. So the different acharyas describing Vishaka have a different idea of her complexion. Okay, that's that one. And this guy here. Lord Krishna Gaunadesh Deepika says, Vishaka's complexion is like lightning. So that's more accurate. Rupa Goswami. Vishaka is most intelligent and expert of all the Gopi messengers. So some Gopis are specifically called Duti. Duti means they specialize in duty means messenger. That's all they do. But Vishaka does many things, and one of the things she does very expertly is carrying messages from Radharani to Krishna, from Krishna back to Radharani. Vishaka is expert in all the aspects of amorous diplomacy, and she can conciliate an angry lover, bribe him, and quarrel with him as required to facilitate the pleasure pastime. That's what it means to be a diplomat. You have to bribe, you have to, you know, quarrel, argue, bribe, conciliate an angry lover. That means conciliate, pacify, make cool down Radharani or cool down Krishna, or probably Radharani. Because Krishna doesn't have any reason to get angry at Radharani. Radharani has a lot of reasons to get angry.